Joey claims, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to another Genghis and Ragman show interview, where the boys chew the fat with both veterans and newcomers in the industry. So without further ado, I'm gonna pour me a pint and kick back as I turn things over to tonight's guest. Take it away.
Hi, this is Lucky from Mystic Prophecy, and I give you the right to rock! Horns up, baby!
Guys, you're on live with Ragman Mano y Mano with one of his favorite band's guitar players, Lucky, and I'm not going to butcher your last name, from Mystic Prophecy. Give it up, people. Hey, Lucky, how you doing?
Hi, Alan.
Hey, man. So I guess you're in Germany. Is that where you're at right now?
Well, actually, the band is based in Germany, but I'm actually from Greece. I'm right now in Thessaloniki, Greece. And enjoying the last days before going on concerts with the band and releasing the album. We really can't wait to go out there and play live and everything.
Well, let me ask you this: since I guess part of the band's in Greece and part of the band's in Germany, how do you guys do when even before we jump into the new record here? How do you guys get together to write and then eventually record?
Well, I have, thankfully, the internet helps a lot, so we can Skype and exchange back and forth, ideas through computer stuff and everything. So I'm just working some ideas here, and I send them to Leah. Leah works on the lyrics and the vocals and everything, so we just, somehow brainstorm on the songs all together, and that's how it happens. Of course, we will... The minute we get together in Germany and rehearse, putting the final touch, on the songs and everything. But it's thank God that the whole thing with the internet helps us to do it.
Well, when you guys record, so I guess you get your ideas kind of basically through sending files to one another, and then you regroup. I guess you get in Germany, rehearse it, and then you go off and record. As a band, or do you send in files?
No, actually, I actually go to Germany to the studio near where Leah lives, and we record the stuff, guitars and everything. We only have to fix the songs, get them ready, and as soon as the songs are ready, we just get together in Germany and we record them in the studio.
Oh, nice. Because it does have an organic feel to it when you're listening to the music. I know there's some bands out there when they're doing more the, I guess, file sharing and stuff. It doesn't sound like it's as organic. is what you do when, you know, all the guys are in the kind of the room jamming together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are together like for, I'm in the band like for the last 4 years. And it's amazing that the chemistry the band has when we get together and play. It's like one guy completes the other on the stage and off stage, you know, and in the composing process and everything. And it's really feels like a fits like a glove. What we do, you know, with each other, with playing and everything.
Yeah, and it it seems like the last few records, it feels like there's been a lot more cohesiveness. I would say the new record, War Brigade, I mean, it's like everything really came together on this record for me, where, to me, I think it may be your best record yet. I mean, you guys have been doing this for 15 years, but I don't know.
Absolutely,
there was,
yeah,
there was,
I mean, a cohesiveness. It's really nice of you to say that, but I mean, it means a lot to us because we've put so much effort into it and love. And
well, let me, before we get started on the new record, how would you say that War Brigade differs from Killhammer?
So in Killhammer, we tried to emphasize on the melodic stuff. You know, the aggressive part of the band is still there, and it's always there, and the fast songs and everything. So it was nice for us to give some emphasis on the melodic elements. There's a lot of melodies on the twin guitar melodies and everything. And of course, the same thing happens in War Brigade, but in this album, I think we are a little bit more versatile on the songs. It's a little bit more diverse and more facets. You know, we have a ballad, we have songs, we have stuff that happens into the songs that that's a little bit more, as I said, versatile, you know, many different facets into the whole thing.
Oh, I agree. I think there is a versatility, and I think that the versatility is what really what made this one a home run for me. Because War Brigade, there's so many different facets. Like you said, you had a ballad. You have a ballad on the record, 10,000 Miles Away. I don't think Mystic Prophecy's ever done a ballad, have they?
Years at least.
And it's really good, man. And I hear elements that I don't believe I've heard before. And I think it's due to the guitars, of maybe even a little bit of Maiden influence on this record.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Iron Maiden, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of Bay Area thrash metal, San Francisco Bay Area influence, at least on my part. Because this is what I would love to, you know, this is one of the my ultimate favorite, you know, things in, but yeah, definitely bands like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and I don't know, as I said, bands like Testament, Exodus. This is what we love in metal, you know, music, and this is, I think this shows a lot into what we try to do, and it's we through the years we have this chance to know each other well and find out all these things, these influences in each other, in what we do, you know, playing guitars and everything, and fixing the riffs and fixing the vocal melodies and everything. So it's, yeah, it's all there. It's all this good stuff that happens.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think the key word, and you mentioned it, and I guess I mentioned it too, is this, the versatility of the record. And there are the moments that are, you know, kick you in the face, heavy, kind of thrashy, and then there's others where there's more melody. And I mean, if you look at the, I guess, the first video and single of the record, Metal Brigade, what a great anthem that is. And I'm sure that's going to go over great live.
Working this melodies on the guitars and everything, it was like, okay, this is something I really want to do. It's like da 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 da, da, and it was like, okay, this is heavy enough, but what about something melodic? And that's the way it was evolved as an idea. And as soon as I threw this to Leah was like instant inspiration, and it was like he was like finding out the vocal melodies like on the spot. So it was like we have this is an absolute balance of the whole power and aggression, but also melodic, and also working, living for the music, living for the melody, for the song, and everything. It's really great.
Well, and that's a great thing, and that's I think one of the best things about Metal Brigade is, I mean, there's no real good metal anthems out there anymore. I mean, every once, I guess on Udo's last record, he had one, but you don't hear a lot of metal anthems, and I kind of miss that. So for you guys, I mean, you're no spring, I mean, you hadn't been at 30 years, but you've been doing it for 15, I guess relatively new compared to some of the older bands out there. It was just refreshing to hear a good, solid metal anthem you can just bang your head, you know?
Absolutely, that's so nice to hear from you. I mean, it's amazing to have this chance. I mean, we feel free to explore ourselves musically and try to put down, you know, some good stuff and make it happen like a song. A few good things, like a simple, the simpler the better. At the same time, no compromise in the feeling and the energy and the whole aggression thing. It's absolutely the case in what we do.
Well, another song I wanted to bring up, and I didn't know if you had a story about how the song came together, was the Crucifix. I really dig that song. That's a really great song as well. Evil, evil in my dreams.
Idea was the intro melody was so this melody has a drive by itself, so it was the main influence to do whatever happens into the song, and the rest of it was a piece of cake for us, because it was like, okay, I know what I'm gonna do. I was trying to fix the riffs and everything, and when Leah sent me the first initial idea to, you know, why don't we just try and do something like this, and then he sent this an email, and I told him, okay, I know what I'm gonna do. It was so clear in our heads the way we fixed this song, and it was. It's amazing the way it sounds. It's so great. I mean, the result is so good. We're absolutely excited about the result.
Oh yeah, it's really killer. Well, I had another question for you. I know you mentioned Leah quite a bit, where he's writing the vocals and so forth. How much do you work out with Marcus as far as the guitars and some of the harmonies and stuff you guys do prior to going into the studio?
Yeah. We have a thing with Marcus. We actually complete each other musically in Mystic Prophecy. It's Marcus is an amazing rhythm guitar player and a great composer, of course. And he actually we somehow I work on half the album with Leah, and then Marcus works on the rest of the half, the rest of the album with Leah also. So it's like we have like a balance of. Dividing our work into the songs and everything, and but when it comes to building this sound, it's like we complete each other. Marcos is an amazing rhythm guitar player, really heavy, super heavy guitar player, and I have this the other part, which is a little bit more melodic, so we somehow complete each other. The result is what the sound Mystic Prophecy is all about.
Oh yeah, and you can't put a price on a great rhythm player. I think it's as important as a guy that could just rip up a storm. You got to have a solid rhythm guy there with you, and you guys really complement each other nicely.
Absolutely, yeah. Marcus is an amazing player, and it's an amazing guy also. Great guy to work with. Great guy to be on tour with, and. And the whole thing, the whole band is an amazing, it's like a playground for us to feel free and do our stuff.
Nice. Well, I want to ask you, I noticed that Fredrik Nordström mixed the record. Did you guys, when you all get the record done pretty much and you produce it, and then you send it off to be mixed, do you all work very closely with Fredrik, or does he kind of just do his magic?
Well, actually, it's been for several albums now that Fredrik is working with us, and it's really the result is always so great. So it's like a team. We are a lucky team, and it's like a winning team because we the result is always so great. Of course, Fredrik is an amazing producer and everything, and he does an amazing mix always, and. He has his own ideas, but at the same time, Leah is also he's actually the producer of the album and the producer of Mystic Prophecy, and he's a guy. Leah is a guy who's giving the guideline on how the band should sound and why and everything. So it's a combination of the guys working together. So as soon as everything is recorded and fixed and ready to go for mixing, I think Fredrik already knows about what is going to happen and why. So it's like a team working in together, you know. It's
oh yeah, for sure. I know back several years ago. When his name got out there, about everything he touched was gold in my eyes, when the Swedish metal scene was blowing up within flames, and you know, Dimmu Borgir was using him, and it seemed like about everything he was involved with was, you know, gold. So it's almost like, I don't know how old you are, but back in the day, Bo Hill was that producer. And I know that Leah produces, but you see that name on the back of the record, you said, I got to check that out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. Fredrik is one of the best, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I wanted to bring up another song, and this is another one I've just been really rocking out to, is War Panzer. I didn't know if you had a cool story about how that song came together.
Actually, this is what Marcus composed with Leah. So it was like the whole idea was about, you know, the band, you know, playing and everything, and it's like a war machine going out on tour and everything. So it's like this is like a metaphor in my eyes, at least. I mean, this is what happens. It's a war out there, and it's the lyrics is like a metaphor. The title is like a metaphor, like, you know, it's a war out there. So it's the war machine going out there and fighting the good fight is the band, is Mystic Prophecy. It's like this is like how it translates.
Oh, nice, nice. I like that, man. I like that. Just roll everybody over with your badass metal.
absolutely, yeah. Like, damn.
Nice. Well, what as far as touring goes, what are you guys thinking about touring?
Yeah, we have, first of all, we have the album is being released on March 18th here in Europe. Of course, it's May 6th for US. That's really great that we have this chance to release the album in the US. And we have 2 days after the release, we have on March 20th, we have a gig in Bochum in Germany. It's like a release party, a release show. So we're gonna have like a blast all with all our friends and everything and fans. And we have more shows during spring and summer festivals. We have a tour coming up for next September. So a lot of things. And of course, everybody who's interested in following the band, they could just visit our website and our social media, Facebook and stuff, so they can be informed where and when and everything.
Nice. Well, I know it's tough to try to for you guys to travel over to North America, but is there any thought of trying to maybe a Prague Power or a festival or maybe us hooking up with somebody and doing a little tour of the U.S.?
Well, I hope some promoter listens to us right now. Absolutely, yeah. We would love to come and play in the States. We did Prague Power, Atlanta Prague Power in 2012. It was amazing, but it was just an in and out one show. We would love to come and have a series of shows like 10, 15, 20. The more the merrier, the more the better. I mean, and it's we would love. It's like we're crossing fingers here, and if the chance comes, we will come swimming. I swear to God, I mean, we will come swimming. We would love to come and play.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. Have you guys thought about maybe a DVD or something on this tour? Or is it too early?
You mean if we plan to make a DVD or?
Yeah, like a live DVD of a show or two off this tour.
Yeah, if we have some good footage, absolutely, yeah, why not? We did it in Atlanta. We have, when we released Killhammer, we had a bonus DVD box with the album together. And it was like Killhammer CD along with a DVD from the Atlanta show. So as long as we have good footage, video footage, absolutely you can do it, yeah.
Well, that's something I wanted to bring up about the new record. Also, you guys have a really nice package on your website with either the LP, you get sticker, signed card, guitar picks, a T-shirt. I mean, it's a really nice package.
Yeah, this is the least we can offer to the guys who love the band. I mean, it's like a tribute to our fans. I mean. We played in Europe so many times and so many countries, and it's amazing to see so many people coming to see us from all countries and being so supportive and enthusiastic about what we do. And it's like a really overwhelming. I mean, it's amazing. It's so great. And this is the least we can do to just offer some like a token of appreciation.
Oh yeah, and the fans really enjoy that. It's a really nice, and I've seen more bands kind of do that where they add on the like a live DVD of usually like a Prog Power or something like that. It just works out really well, and the fans love it. It's a way to be able to see you, especially for guys in the U.S. That you don't go get over here too often.
Yeah, it would be great to come over and play. It would be really great because. When we played in Atlanta, it was amazing. The crowd was like at least 1,000 people into the venue, and they were all chanting Mystic Prophecy. It was so great. I mean, the guys working on the crew told us that Mystic Prophecy is the only band that the crowd was chanting on, and it was like wow, it was crazy. It was so good.
Oh, that had sent chills up your spine, man.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it was if you consider also that there were bands like Pretty Maids and Symphony X on the same day, So that says a lot.
Oh yeah, you ain't kidding. Those are some powerhouses you're playing with for sure, and you guys got such a great reception. Congratulations, that's awesome, man.
That's so great. Thank you so much, man. This is so great.
Well, I wanted to jump back to the record real quick before I let you go here, and I've got to mention something. You guys put on a cover every now and again, and this year's cover is a little bit different than what you normally do.
Yes.
Whose idea was it to pick Sex Bomb, which is a Tom Jones cover, for anybody that didn't know it? It was funny. I was hearing that in the car. I was like, I know this song. It is catchy as hell, but I couldn't remember who it was until I looked it up.
That was Leah again. Leah is a crazy guy choosing this stuff. Because he thought it was, and I think this idea paid off nicely. I mean, he thought, okay, why don't we just try to do something that no one else does in metal music? Okay, everybody can do, you know, Paranoid and Crazy Train and what else? Something from Deep Purple or Led Zeppelin. But from Tom Jones, that's really crazy. but I think the result was really great. And when I was listening to the recording, I was like, wow, my God, this is really cool.
Oh, I think it came off real well. And I love it. I'm like you guys, where I get so sick of hearing bands just do karaoke versions of Sabbath or Kiss or Rush or whomever. For you to pick something kind of out of the ordinary, like either a pop star, that's what's great about Children of Bodom. They do like Britney Spears.
But, yeah.
Or, you know, or if a metal band does Madonna, or even, you know, like Tom Jones, it's cool because you're not doing a karaoke version. You're making it your own. And I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have this thing we would like to do it the way we think about it, the way we feel about it. It would be great. I mean, it's absolute respect towards all the great artists that we are influenced by, but it's really important for me, at least personally speaking, that when I do something, when we do something as a band, we do it like our own way, and we try to find the way we think about this song, the way we feel, and the way we would like to express it.
Nice. Well, I got another just kind of curious question. I know you said Leah does most of the lyrics. A lot of the lyrics are kind of dark in nature, and I'm just curious, is he a big horror movie fan, or is he just like writing about the darker stuff?
Well, I think he's—I don't know—he's a little bit of a psycho, but in a good way, of course. But he's a crazy, he's a workaholic maniac, but he always means well, and in the way he fixes his vocal melodies and lyrics and everything. But the thing. It's like a means to an end for him. I mean, it's like a, how to say it, he wants to give this impression because he knows this band is sounds like and feels like, and the lyrics are like the same way. So it's a very conscious choice for him to do this, to write lyrics like this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm always kind of curious because I know that some guys are, you know, really into horror movies, or some guys are actually into kind of the occult stuff, and then there's other guys that just do it, you know, just because they think it's cool, you know. So I'm kind of curious because I know that a lot of his lyrics are, you know, fairly dark, and my daughter hears devil in the car, and she looks at me like, what?
So. Yeah.
Well, as far as this, you guys are going to tour. I know you take a couple years off in between records. I don't know if you're writing the whole time. I know Leah does his Devil's Train project.
Yeah, I'm actually a guitarist for Devil's Train.
Oh,
we play together. Yeah,
I got to ask you about, dude. I love Devil's Train.
That's so great to hear. Thank you so much.
Oh, dude, because it's almost like you're getting Mystic Prophecy, but a bluesier version of Mystic Prophecy. And is that kind of the thought behind Devil's Train?
We thought we when we got together with Leah, the initial plan was form Devil's Train together. So this I had this whole bunch of ideas in my computer. So I sent them over, and then Leah said, "Okay, why don't we just try and do this together like a band?" I said, "Wow, yeah, baby, yeah, let's do it." And that's how it happens. And then in the middle of the whole process, you know, the album was the first Devil's Train album was already released. And then Leah told me, "Okay, we need a guitarist for Mystic Prophecy. Are you in?" I said, "Hell yeah, I'm in. Of course, I'm in." It's a huge honor for me to be there, and a huge opportunity for me to prove myself in both kind of, you know, different styles. One is nice bluesy heavy rock and roll, but it's so great to have this chance to play metal stuff with Mystic Prophecy as well.
What is are you guys so after the, you guys work the Mystic Prophecy record, do you go back for a Devil's Train record, or are y'all gonna continue with another Mystic Prophecy, or do you know at this point?
Well, actually, as soon as the release is the whole thing with the release is complete, and some shows are on the way, we are definitely going for the next ideas for the third Devil's Train album, and then on and on we just work on next ideas for Mystic Prophecy, and goes on and on. It's a lovely thing we have. It's like it gives me life to have this chance to do it with two bands, not only one, two bands. It's really great.
Well, that's what's so cool about the two, is they're different enough to where you're not saying, well, you know, why isn't this another Mystic Prophecy record, or why isn't this a Devil's Train record? There's enough. I mean, that blues, I mean, you guys are nasty with that blues, man. I'm sitting here giving you all these accolades. I love Mr. Jones, man. I cannot get that song out of my head, and I crank that thing to the high heavens. It's such a killer tune, man.
I was born in a city down the river Mississippi, with Jesus by my side. But I'm a voodoo child. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, you come back.
Because we put so much effort into the second Devil's Train album, and then Mr. Jones was like a highlight, and we were like, we want to do this, like and it came out so great. It came out so great and so close. I mean, like 99.9% of what we had in our heads, in hearts and souls and everything. It's so great.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I gotta tell you, one of my top 10 picks that we spotlighted on our show was the Devil's Train 2 record, and I think I featured Mr. Jones because it's such a great record. But that song, man, I love that song, man.
Yeah, that's so great to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, Lockie, before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Well, you guys, you just hang in tight there, and then we coming to get you. We are just looking for the first chance to come to your city, guys, and rock you to the ground, and then just we just want this first opportunity to come and play wherever in the States. We want I hope the promoters to listen to us right now, and I hope that good things will come up in the future, because we have a great album with War Brigade, with Mystic Prophecy, and we really want to go out there and spread the word.
Awesome. Well, Lackey, we want to thank you for coming on the Genghis Ragman Show here on therighttorock.com, and we want to tell the fans to go check out War Brigade in Europe March 18th, and in the USA May 6th, out on Massacre Records. It's a killer new record. You won't be disappointed, and I got to tell you, it's just such a great variety. It's probably going to be one of the top picks of the year.
Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you so much. And we hope hopefully we can meet also in person when we come to the States.
Out our website at therighttorock.com, where you can find music and video reviews along with occasional bits of other metal and beer related info. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Our show's posted on a regular schedule, but we average a couple a month, so feel free to leave a review and tell your friends so we can spread the word. But above all, please check out the artists we play on the show and support good music wherever you find it by buying from your favorite merchants. And that definitely includes the amazing Tracy G. We love you, brother, who writes all of our original theme music. You can find him online at TracyG.com, so check him out. Well, that's it, and there it is. I'm your announcer, Joey Clams, reminding you to drink good beer, support good music, and keep those horns up.